Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
I think you're on like how many 100,000 tweets now? Let's have a look.
Two something.
I want to double check you. Show Teebs love. You have now tweeted 244,200 times.
Gotta get more.
Levels. We were having a conversation about you behind your back the other day. Dario was saying to me, how is it possible, our content manager, how on earth is it possible that one person can tweet as much as what you do?
I don't know how to answer that question.
It's just levels. It's like every thought you have, you're instantly tweeting it. It's unbelievable. Let's get into your tweet, sir, and see what you really meant when you tweeted, I need some help. Would a Sunday afternoon vibe in the north with tapas, drinks, chilled music, and hookers... Did I say that right?
Yes.
I guess Jacob's, oh no. excite you, 3 p.m. onwards. You're doing research.
Yes, I'm always doing research, and that's why I tweet so much.
What do people say? Would that excite them?
Yes, everybody wants me to do it.
Okay, cool. I like it. Your 35,000 women, Castro shirt popped blue... Castro slept with 35,000 women.
Apparently.
Where did you read this?
I saw it on Twitter.
What?
Yeah, man.
Who posted this?
A tweep.
Jeez. 35,000 women?
Yeah.
That's like, dude, that's a serious...
Apparently, I did the math. It's like 1.1 women a day.
Wow. Well, I hope it
would... I mean, if he, like, broke his virginity at birth.
What's your number?
One.
I like the, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Let me get down, and then it's like
it's one.
It's like a whole. Okay, cool. And okay, I find boxing and basketball require similar footwork, moving quickly at any angle in confined space.
Yeah, I was boxing earlier, and I wasn't boxing very well, and then I just remembered what I had to do.
Okay. Good one. Yesterday, we clocked 6 bottle stores for East London. August, we roll out in our way.
Yeah, we've been working on vodka for a while. So it's here, it's ready. And August, we're going to roll it out.
Wait, tell me about launching a liquor brand. That seems like that's quite a... That's, I mean, what are you, isn't vodka potatoes? Like, are you crushing the potatoes? Or how do you do this?
We have there's an actual plant in Centurion.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, it has a lot to do with potatoes.
And then how do you objectively do a vodka tasting? Because how can you be, once you start drinking the vodka, then you're no longer objective because you're intoxicated.
You just got to let a lot of people drink it.
Okay. I like this vibe. Vodka is quite a sexy alcohol, actually, when you look at the different things that are out there.
It is.
Yeah. I'm excited to see your vodka thing. I'm very excited for this.
Thanks, bro.
Will you bring us a bottle?
I will. I actually was supposed to bring one. I forgot.
Okay. You were speaking about David Gandy. He's that supermodel. Does David Gandy do like 8 shoots a day?
Like, Gandy posts like 50 pictures a day. Like of, different pictures.
Of himself?
Of himself.
You see, but now what is that? Is that on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't understand. How many photos do you need of yourself every day?
Look, my thing is, I understand if you did a shoot and you got a lot of pictures from your shoot. Like, he's got a lot of different pictures, different outfits, different locations. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, listen, that oak is another level. Imagine being a male supermodel. It's quite a loaded life.
Sounds terrible.
What a shitty job.
Yeah.
I wonder how many women he slept with.
Yeah, probably like 3.
That's 2 more than you.
Yep.
Decided I'm going to start deleting my... You become too smart for me now.
Actually, I know exactly what I did.
This is what 2 years... Okay. Yeah, decided I'm going to start deleting my late tweets because I can't deal with those who'll speak on them at noon.
Yeah, like, I'm always up and I tweet a lot. And then some guy at like 1 p.m. like wants to answer like my midnight tweets. I can't deal with it.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah, you keep the conversation going. You've either got to weigh in with like an hour or that's it, it's over. Just to piss Teebs off, I'm going to go back to like his first 5 tweets and start engaging with him on them.
Good luck.
Okay, Mandla on WeChat says, Kat understands what I was asking, but anyways, well, sorry, Mandla, that I didn't understand. Mandla was messaging in about the music. He said, who's in charge of the music? And then producer Kat, you gave the answer. So Mandla says, thank you. But he's got a question for you, Teebs. What are your thoughts on celebrities clearly putting a price on themselves for the ANC? 90% of them don't even know the ANC's ideologies and policies.
I have a question for you. How do you know that it's 90%? And what's so clear about the price? How do you know? Did you see an invoice? How do you know?
Yeah, this is people weighing in on the Real Stuff campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I found out this morning that it's spelled reel, R-E-E-L, because it's like refers to like a film reel or a reel of like where the parties come from. I thought that was an interesting side note, because my friend was saying, why did they call it real stuff and spell it R-E-E-L as opposed to R-E-A-L? And I found out. So there's a piece of information that you look thoroughly unimpressed by. So we'll move on.
Thanks, bro.
I miss solo trips like no business, just me and their food.
Yeah, I just miss going away by myself.
Okay. But you do that a lot.
It's always business.
Tell me about this breakfast thing. Eat with Teebs.
I just like eating with people.
I like it.
Yeah.
Have you met any like really interesting people so far?
All of them.
Okay, cool.
Even this morning. I had breakfast with someone this
breakfast
morning.
With Teebs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Vacations are also about rest. Sometimes one of you wants to sleep and the other wants to explore.
Yeah, last night people were talking about how long should a vacation be. People were asking, do you do everything together? And I was like, I don't think you should. I mean, sometimes I want to sleep and someone wants to go for a walk.
That's it. And you got to figure out how you're going to handle all of that.
Right.
You tweet this very regularly. Have my sex ready when I get home. But now you've added dot, dot, dot and please.
Yeah, apparently I didn't say please the last few times.
What responses do you get from this?
Get a lot of DMs, and then a lot of LOLs.
Huh. Okay. Your DM must look pretty interesting.
I don't know what interesting means.
Okay. I mean, people offering you sex, Steve. That's what I...
Subjective.
Okay. I mean, it says, would you have sex with me? I don't know how...
No one has said, would you have sex with me?
Oh, yo, can I come for breakfast with Teebs?
Yes. Some people just want to eat.
says, yeah, how dare you retweet me?
Yeah. I don't know why I tweeted that. That's fine. I thought it was hilarious.
Of course, ninjas will light up Instagram before they bust a sprint.
Yeah, I was talking about the guy that took the selfie before actually running when he saw the tornado.
Shit, yeah, it's not a good look. There's this new weird thing of who knows the ANC best or who it belongs to. This is actually drawing on Mandela's message just now. Like, it doesn't belong to all of us. Very weird.
Yeah, I think, guys, I mean, vote for whoever you want to vote for. Also, if you don't like how people are campaigning, nothing is stopping you from campaigning. Like, there's nothing that's stopping you from coming up with your own ANC campaign if you don't like real stuff. Like, it's not against the law.
Doing your own thing.
Yeah.
The elections are next week.
Yeah.
What do you have any feeling towards it?
You mean other than voting ANC?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of why it's important for people to vote. Some people don't even want to vote.
Look, I think it's important to vote because at the end of the day, whether you vote or not, the change will only happen in 4 years after this. So it's either you implement now or you wait again.
I was my whole thought throughout this whole thing as somebody who likes watching cool ads and stuff is always around how the different political parties advertise themselves or put together their campaigns. Because it is people that are putting that out there, and like, it's like working with a brand, you've got to figure out the messaging.
Yeah.
And I just always find that really interesting. Like the amount of research that must go into that, how they're trying to connect with different people.
Yeah.
Because whereas some brands are specifically targeted at like certain age groups or whatever, mm-hmm. a political party is targeted at like the whole country, like literally
18 and above. Yeah.
Yeah, like literally you're speaking to everybody, whether they got money, they don't have money, whether they are black, white, color, sure. whatever they are, you're trying to speak to everyone.
Look, my biggest issue with everyone, including the ANC, is that I feel like there's always a sense of urgency when it's too late. So 2 years from now, what are you doing? Not in terms of fixing potholes or fixing whatever, but just general discussions. Like, for example, something like real stuff. Some people like it. Some people don't get it. For me, post elections, what's going to happen? Like, what's the follow through? I'd like to see that.
Deal with your fear. The rest is easy.
Yeah, man. The stuff that scares you, you got to face it. And then all of a sudden, shit is really, really easy.
In the lab, bumping blueprint, that old feeling, planning another assault.
Yeah, just listening to Jay-Z always gets me in like a creative mood.
I dig it, yeah. I didn't want to tell everyone, but, you know, in the lab, bumping blueprint, you and I were obviously working on my debut album.
Right.
That's the assault that Teebs is talking about. It's my debut album.
But now you're giving the game away.
Yeah.
So let's keep that hush.
Okay. I just want to say one more thing. I mean, the guy that, you know, Teebs was involved with, AKA, and now is involved with AK.
Right.
So,
you know, shorter, sweeter.
That's it, bro. I'm coming for you. I'm going to take all his song titles and just drop a letter. So congratulate just with a T.
God, Ari.
Jealous. one Tim.
You couldn't stop, could you?
Composer. Okay, wait. Sometimes I think my staff is smarter than me, especially on their payday.
Yeah, they always get their money, bro. I have to chase my money.
Okay. You've got to chase your money so you can get them their money.
Right.
Call me petty, but when I really can't answer your questions about what I posted at 8 p.m. Izolo. Sorry. Yeah, we spoke about this.
Yeah.
I know a few people who 9 to 5 and have other businesses. It's the discipline, I believe. And you were speaking to somebody there.
Yeah. People always knock 9 to 5s. Like, people that go to a desk, you know, like they somehow sell outs. You know, I'm like, I don't have a 9 to 5 because I don't have the discipline for it. I think, you know, it's something to be commended. And having a 9 to 5 doesn't mean that you can't have another business. I think sometimes we really, really, really glorify entrepreneurship. And a lot of the time entrepreneurship is based on need, not really the sexy, cool things that we see on social media.
That's it, bro. This reality of living your social life and then living your real life is...
I always say, like, are you your Twitter bio?
No, most people aren't. Most people aren't their last Instagram post, not only because they just don't look like that, but also because that
unless you Jack Devereaux. Unless you got the look at God filter.
We all speak of the amount of rack we're going to have, but I only come across a few sacrificing now.
Yeah, everyone's going to be rich. Everyone's going to be a billionaire. Everyone's going to be, but it's like, when? And are you going to, if you're going to do it at 40, what are you doing in your 20s and 30s? If you're going to do it at 60, what are you doing in your 40s and 50s? You know, like, it's always very interesting that everybody thinks they're going to be extremely rich, but I don't really see too many people sacrificing.
Producer Kat, I know that you're a big fan of Nomzamo Mbatha. When Teebs tweeted beauty in the struggle at Nomzamo Mbatha, what do you think he meant?
Sorry, come again?
I know you're a big fan of Nomzamo Mbatha.
Mm-hmm.
Her and you swap skin secrets on Twitter, I see regularly. Like, how many facials is too many facials to have and how do you unlock your pores? So when Teebs tweeted beauty in the struggle at Nomzamo Mbatha, what do you think he meant?
Beauty in the struggle. Oh, I think it was because she tweeted, it was raining really hard the other day, and she tweeted like how when she was younger she would have to like walk to school in the rain, and
guess what, Kat?
A lot of people related to that story, and that's the beauty in her struggle.
You are right, you have just won a recording contract with Show Love. Teebs is going to produce your debut album.
Yeah, I'll produce all the skits.
Yeah, debut album coming soon. And we'll speak to Farofi a little bit later about a collab.
What's wrong
on the album.
With you today? Must have been that Nando's you ate.
Yeah, I always eat chicken just before the show. Put me in a good
scoff
mood.
Scoff chicken down, rather, is the word you want to use.
Sorry, I just coughed up a feather. Okay. Enjoying the amount of quiet checks between young black business. Let's move how we move.
Yeah, I seem to be doing a lot more business with, like my younger guys, like Until, and I like that. That's how it should be. I was really, really happy when I started doing business with my older associates, you know, and allies. So, as it should be.
It's nice when you, get to, do that yourself. Mm. Please show me.
I was asking about flowers, I remember.
Oh, I don't know how to pronounce this flower.
Yeah.
Peonies.
And I didn't know what those were, so I asked her to show me.
Okay. Who?
That lady on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Was she? Okay. I chuckle at some of my young boys who now have to go a little harder in the gym via Mkabanyana.
Yeah, all my boys that had like a six-pack 2-3 years ago, now it's like there's a little struggle now. You know, it happens, guys.
You regularly in the gym. You and Jack Devereaux.
Yeah, we're trying to be team skinny-pish.
He's winning a lot better than you are, Teebs.
No, I'm never going to be skinny, but I'm fitter than him.
He's way cooler than you, Jack Devereux.
Yeah, well, I'm faster than him.
I love it when you just zoom in on him on the treadmill. Those are my favorite snaps.
I love his form. Like, because, and he tells me that it happens when he's listening to Designer. When he's listening to Designer, he hits like record pace.
No substitute for hard work, business, relationships, friendships, your physique, etc.
It's true. Speaks for itself.
This weather makes me think of having to commute for years, not even to work, to go get 5 minutes from someone in pursuit of the street dream.
Yeah, man. Like, there was never like, oh, it's too cold, oh, it's raining, oh, it's whatever. If some guy said, come see me tomorrow at 8 a.m., and I had to go see him tomorrow at 8 a.m., whether it's come rain or shine.
Had to do it. Mm. Let's take two final tweets here. The first one, coffee and cuddles, alas.
I didn't have either.
Okay. And then, I'm nocturnal, I'm useful.
I was just putting it out there.
I like it. It's just like short and simple. This is what I am, but I'm useful. I like it. Give me some final power lines for what's left after this lukewarm Wednesday.
Brush your teeth twice a day. Always use roll-on. Use some cologne as well if you got some.
Hmm.
And be nice to everyone.
Boom. And then one day maybe you'll be cool like Teebs with a pocket square. He's got a pocket square thing going on today.
Yes, I do.
It's very impressive.
Thank you.
All about the hanky-panky.
Oh, I won't say that.
There's a show, Teebs Love. It's across the board. It's Teebs06 on some platforms.
It's Teebs06 on Instagram. It's Develo6 at Snapchat. And then Teebs.co.za.
Fantastic. There you go. That there is this week's Team Talk with Teebs. Always very insightful and very, very cool. It's like the reality show of your life. I like it.
I like it too, bro.
The dragon is coming! Grab your swords! I've got you, dragon! You don't scare me! I am the bravest knight of all!
Remember when you believed in fairy tales and magic? At Reach for a Dream, we turn dreams into reality for children with life-threatening illnesses. You can help if you buy a Slip a Day sticker for just 10 Rand from any Wimpy or Pick n Pay and wear your slippers on Slip a Day, Friday the 5th of August, to redeem your free Wimpy coffee. Bring children's dreams to life. Visit slipaday.co.za to find out more.
Hello, I'm Hlubimboya Arnold, an actress, businesswoman, and host of Future CEOs on cliffcentral.com. When we do shoots on location or out on business meetings, it means traveling. Yes, it does sound more glamorous than it is, but it can also be tiring, so you want a comfortable and affordable hotel. A perfect place to stay is Mercure Hotel. Check it out at Mercure.com. You can find all the international destinations and find convenient locations right here in Mzansi, like Randburg, Midrand, Bedford View, and Nelspruit. Go to Mercure.com to choose a hotel for your destination. That's Mercure.com, taking care of you wherever your business takes you.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.